Hey, Lee, how you going?
And your show goes truly statewide from tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Come on, give it a good old play-up.
Yes, joining you guys up there, which is really exciting. And, as I said last week, been around for a long time in Hobart, but decided to branch out this year. And we cover everything in local, national and international sport, all jam-packed in for you. So looking forward to you guys being able to hear that and hopefully enjoy it.
It's a feast of sport on a Saturday. You've got Martin Saturday Sports from 8 till 10. You've got the Sideline View with Michael Maney, 2 to 6. And your good self, the Water Boys, you and Cam, between 10 and 11. So making its debut here on 7BU tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I wish you all the very best. You don't need any luck, I don't think, Brent. Should be a great show. You're talking all things sport. Let's kick off with a bit of horse racing, shall we? Tomorrow at Moonee Valley, you've got the All-Star Mile.
Yeah, we do. And a Tasmanian horse involved in it, which is really exciting as well. Still a star, of course, which is really nice story as well. Obviously, the trainer, Bill Ryan's going through his health battle at the moment, which is really sad, but this has really given him a perk up, the family say, and they've all gone over for it as well to cheer on Still a Star. The barrier draw probably didn't do it any favours, but they're still pretty confident they can have a good crack at it. So I think it's the first time Still a Star's actually run into state as well, so no bigger place to do it than on the big stage at Moonee Valley in a Group 1. So we saw Mystic Journey do it a couple of years ago, of course. So fingers crossed we can have a couple of Tassie winners in the space of 3 years.
If you're going to debut, you might as well do it Moonee Valley, as you said, in a Group 1. So good on Still a Star. If you're going to have a bit of a nibble there tomorrow, remember to gamble responsibly, as we say. What about Tasmanian Tigers? They're looking for 2 wins in a row. They're taking on the Sackers today, South Australia, in the Marsh Cup. Good performance by Tasmania, Brent, at the Junction Oval there a couple of days ago when they cleaned up the Vicks by 6 wickets.
Considering we had a few players out, so saying that Victoria did as well, they were a pretty young team, but yeah, first win of the one day season. We obviously dropped that one to Queensland here at home a few weeks ago, but yeah, hopefully we can get a couple in a row today. We get Riley Meredith back for it, which is really good news. He came home to Hobart briefly in between the New Zealand game and this one, the last game in New Zealand, I should say, and actually set out the last game so the Victorians could travel to Perth for their next game. So a nice touch there from the Tasmanians not to play Riley Meredith in that game, so it can continue amongst all this COVID shenanigans, I suppose. But yeah, looking forward to the game today, and as I say, hope we can get back-to-back wins.
Good performance by Tom Andrews in that last game, 3 for 45, and with the bat, Jordan Silk, 69. He looks a very impressive player now, doesn't he? Had that little bit of experience, of course, over the last couple of years in Big Bash, and he really has brought that back to the Tasmanian setup. And Mac Wright, too, 66. Peter Hanscom, he made 90-odd, but he's a Victorian, so we won't talk too much about that. So good luck to Tassie at the Junction Oval today, as they take on South Australia. And in the AFLW competition, we've got games over the weekend. Game tonight, Gold Coast up against Richmond. Tomorrow, St Kilda and GWS, Melbourne and Adelaide, and North Melbourne girls take on the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, they do here in Hobart, which is exciting. We didn't think we were going to get a game here this year. So really exciting that we can get some footy here in Tasmania again. We had the game in Launceston a couple of weeks ago, obviously, and nothing separating North Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs on the ladder either. It's only percentage. North Melbourne and Western Bulldogs are all on 16 points. So, yeah, just separated by the percentage. But North Melbourne's got a really good one, 165.9. So their record, 4 wins, 2 losses for the season. So they'd love to win this one. And they were just about sure enough at finals berth too with that strong percentage as well. So they were described as a juggernaut, as we said a couple of weeks ago. Lee, they dropped a couple of games, but they've won their last couple as well. So they seem to have their season back on track, which is really good.
2 games on Sunday. Brisbane Lions up against Collingwood. Carlton will meet Fremantle. And we've got a Monday night game too, Brent. West Coast take on Geelong. While in the men's competition, we have a bit of a break this week before we start the season next week, and some devastating news for a former number one draft pick during the week at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, Cam Rayner was really upsetting news. It was sounded like he was ready to have a breakout year. They're sort of likened him to Dustin Martin's progression, and this was the year that Dustin really broke out, and they thought Cam was about to do the same, playing a bit more through the midfield and things like that. So when you see that happen, it's really, really sad news. It looks like a couple of Geelong players in doubt for round one, or been ruled out for round one too, in Radigalia and Mitch Duncan. So yeah, it's all getting pretty exciting now, Lee. This time next week when we talk, we'll have the first game. Carlton and Richmond, obviously, at the MCG. So, can't wait for it. The countdown's well and truly on.
We'll talk more about it next week, and it's sport from all angles tomorrow morning, making its debut on 7BU from 10 o'clock. It's the Water Boys. Make sure you join Cam and Brent tomorrow morning and every Saturday morning. Best of luck to Still a Star, the All-Star Mile at Moonee Valley tomorrow. Enjoy your show tomorrow, Brent. We'll see you on the news weeknights at 6 o'clock and from time to time with Mike on TAS Talk. Gee, you're a busy man.
It is a bit when you put it that way. Yeah, that's only half of it too, Lee. So I better go.
You've taken over from Eddie McGuire just comfortably. Talk to you next Friday. Enjoy your sport, Brent.
Thanks, mate.